Power Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda, and you're in the right place if you're a coach, entrepreneur, or service-based business owner who's ready to learn law of attraction strategies that will help you manifest rapid business growth. And in our Friday episodes, I answer questions that come from members of the Inner Power Entrepreneur Facebook group. So if you want to ask me a question, have it answered on the podcast, join us in the Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. This week's question comes from Missy. I want to give a huge shout out to Missy because she is a high vibe contributor in the Inner Power Entrepreneur community. And she asks a great question today. She says, what are your top three lead generation strategies for new and startup businesses? So first and foremost, the subtext of everything I share here, you will know, is that your first and primary important step is to up-level your mindset every single day. So in order to be magnetic to clients and opportunities and money and have your lead gen strategies magnetize success, you want to make sure that you're doing what it takes to get energetically aligned. And you know that that's what this whole podcast is about. So all the episodes are going to detail that and give you strategies for that. So let's break down the three specific lead gen strategies that are important for startup businesses. Number one, direct marketing. And I put the word direct in there because it's critical that you are reaching out to people in a very direct strategy. Now, this is opposed to, let's say, content strategy, where it's a more passive marketing strategy. Instead, you want to be using direct marketing strategies. So I'm going to outline just a few here that you can start to play with in order to generate leads. Number one would be networking. Two, become an expert on a group. Three, DMs, and four, cold emails. So when you're thinking about direct marketing, it means that you're doing very direct outreach and you have a call to action that's going to get someone to request to, let's say, have a consult with you. So what this will require when you go to a networking event would be that you have a 30-second commercial prepared. You want to focus on who you help, how you help them, and give them a call to action. So practice your 30-second commercial before you go to networking events so that when you're there, you feel poised and confident and centered and grounded. When I first started going to networking events, I had never heard of this concept of 30-second commercials, and I was like, oh dear, I need to think of something right on the spot to say right now and have it work. And so it would have been helpful to know that you need to have a pre-packaged, pre-practiced 30-second commercial. And again, you're just going to want to make sure that it hits the heart of the pain point or the result that you're going to offer when someone comes to talk to you. And I used this strategy really powerfully. I would go to several networking events a week and I would practice my 30-second commercial, and then I would set up coffee dates with the people who were there and have a very powerful conversation where then by the end of the conversation, they'd be saying, how can I work with you? So the trick here when you're using a direct marketing strategy is that you really tap into the mind of the psychographics of your five-star client. So you want to know who your five-star client is, and you want to think, what are their top pain points and what are the top results that they're looking for? And then when you're networking in the world, those are the words that you're going to start to play with using so that they're raising their hand and coming to you and saying, ooh, can we have a conversation? And when you're networking, you want to be thinking long-term strategy. You're not thinking, I'm going to go once and never show up again and it's going to get me a whole bunch of business, because it's about building relationships. Remember that anytime you are building a business and you're networking, you're thinking primarily about win-win relationships. What's in it for them and what's in it for me? And so you're creating a long-term relationship over time that can lead to that person being a client or them referring clients to you. And so networking is a great way when you're new in business to get out there and start practicing talking to people and pulling clients from the network of people that you meet through building win-win relationships. This can be a very fast strategy. The thing that you want to really focus on here is having those powerful one-on-one conversations. So, you know, at the networking event, you are getting the person's card and you are following up with them right away, and you're setting a time, or even doing this at the networking event, setting a time to meet with them to have a powerful conversation. And in that powerful conversation, you're showing them what you do instead of telling them what you do. So, you know, when you're building a relationship, you're having a friendly conversation and then you are helping them see what it is that you offer by having a powerful conversation. When you're thinking about becoming an expert on a group, one strategy that works really well here in direct marketing is that you start to show up every day in a Facebook group. So this would be an online networking strategy. And I'm just using Facebook as an example. You show up in a group that has your five-star people and you start commenting and you connect with people and you care. You really show up and bring value, and then you start to be seen as an expert in that community over time. Obviously, we know not to be salesy, slimy jerks. So pay attention to how you are showing up in a way that is bringing value first and foremost. And then people start to perceive you as an expert in your field or in your area of expertise. And then they reach out to you and say, hey, you know, they start asking you questions, and then you treat it like a conversation at a party, right? You don't just bombard someone with your offers. You slowly nurture them over time into getting to know you. It's like dating, and it takes time, it takes nurturing, it takes cultivation of a relationship. And so when you're doing a strategy like this, that's how you want to think of it. Don't be hasty and pushy, be caring and show up as an expert. Similar to DMs, this would be another strategy that could be a direct marketing strategy where you are showing up on your five stars posts and you're leaving comments and you're giving feedback and you are DMing them to introduce yourself and say hi in a way that feels like an invitation and sharing value, not in a way that's only about getting them on a call or getting them to come work with you. And I know we've all gotten those messages before where we go, oh, stop being a sleazy jerk. I didn't say I needed or wanted this. So you want to nurture relationships in all of these strategies. Similar to cold email, this would be something where, let's say you get on LinkedIn and you type in the search for your five-star avatar, and then you find their email and you write them a very direct email and you say, hey, I found you on LinkedIn. I would love to get to know more about you and your business. I offer free blank calls. I call mine a rapid biz growth call. And here's what it would look like. And here are some of the results I've gotten for people. So cold email, you can be a little bit more direct and you don't have to take so much time, because obviously you're not going to invite a stranger through email to connect and be friends with you. Instead, it's more of an advertising strategy. But again, in this direct marketing strategy, just be friendly and compliment them first before you then go into your pitch, and practice. You're going to get better at this over time. So those are a few direct marketing strategies that are really important to use. Next is number two, you're going to get referrals. So one thing that's really easy to do here is create a brainstorm list of everyone you can think of who could be connected to your five-star avatar and ask for referrals. And when you do this brainstorm list, you want to think of every single person you know. Write every name down that you can think of, even if it doesn't directly immediately relate in your mind to them maybe knowing somebody who would be a good candidate for you. You still want to write it down because you never know who it's going to trigger in your mind a new brainstorm for a new way of thinking. And perhaps when you reach out to them, they'll know somebody that you haven't thought of. And so this brainstorm list helps you think about good referral opportunities. And then when you're working with customers and clients, ask for referrals from the people that you're getting results from. So don't be afraid to ask for those referrals, and then create a referral system. So this would look like a bonus campaign of some sort, directly asking for referrals and then offering your people who are referring people to you some sort of reward for your referrals. So get referrals. And then number three, build your expert platform over time. And the reason I say over time is because building your expert platform takes time. It's going to take time to continuously get your five-star avatar clients insane results and then share their reviews on your expert platform. It's going to take time for you to strengthen your brand clarity, and it is something that you want to cultivate and start doing right away because it takes time. So in your content strategy, go back and listen to episode 36. You don't want to think about your content marketing being your main way to get new customers, especially as a new business. You want to use a more direct approach like I talked about in number one, but you do want to start a content strategy so that you can start building your expert platform over time. For example, when I started my business, I didn't attract clients through my content that I was posting. but I started posting 6 years ago. So now when you go look at my platforms, I have a ton of content there so people can see that I'm an expert and I established myself as an expert over the years. And the last thing I'll recommend here is that you choose one of the following and grow it over time to build your expert platform, either a blog, a newsletter, a podcast, or a YouTube channel. And I want you to choose the one that aligns most with your zone of genius and that you enjoy doing the most, but get started today as a startup because you'll be shocked how much you can create over the course of several years. And if you don't start now, then you won't have that backlogged track record to build your expert platform and practice your expertise over time. So let's recap. Number one, you're going to use a direct marketing strategy. Number two, get referrals. And number three, build your expert platform. These are the ways that you're going to practice lead gen and start to magnetize clients through powerful lead gen strategies to build your business to whatever level you desire. And remember, if you want your questions answered on the podcast, go to the Inner Power Entrepreneur Facebook group, ask your question, and I'll answer it on an upcoming episode. And until next time, I'm sending you giant hugs and Inner Power high fives.